This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Greta Mart. In San Luis Obispo, a hit-and-run crash recently took the life of a Cal Poly student, Kennedy Love. Love was riding a bicycle when he was hit by a car. The car fled the scene, but a police investigation quickly identified a suspect. That suspect, a 17-year-old girl, was identified this week as a Cuesta College student by the college's newspaper, The Questonian. I spoke with the reporter who wrote the story, Rachel Barnes, who is a second-year Cuesta student. This is her first semester writing for the newspaper and her first big story. I asked Rachel to take me through the case and what she learned in her reporting.
On August 29th, a Tuesday night at around 11:30, Kennedy Love was riding his bike along Foothill Boulevard, and a car struck him and he fell off his bike and he died on the scene. The car had fled the scene and they found it later on Tassajara Street abandoned, and the police contacted the registered owner and they figured out that it was a 17-year-old minor Cuesta student that allegedly struck him. And she, according to the police department, admitted that she was drinking prior to driving and that she admitted to driving the vehicle. And then at that moment, they arrested her.
Something is happening today.
From what we were informed by Lee Cunningham, the assistant DA, he at first informed us that the hearing was today, but it has been postponed.
It has. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that hearing is to, as I understand it, to have a judge rule whether the 17-year-old driver suspect will be charged as an adult or a juvenile. What is she facing?
I know that she is charged with felony DUI, vehicular manslaughter, and felony hit and run.
So she remains in custody, and the hearing has been postponed. Tell me about Kennedy Love. Who was Kennedy Love?
He was a fourth-year Cal Poly student. He was studying landscape architecture. From what his family told me, he was very kind, very helpful. He loved to volunteer, very invested in his faith. His family spoke really highly of him.
Who did you speak to? What family members?
I spoke to his sister, Candace Wade, and his cousin, Michael Love.
Did you talk to the suspect's family at all?
No, we haven't gotten a hold of them yet.
Okay. And how did you know that she was a Cuesta student?
We have three sources that are pretty close to the case that want to remain anonymous about it.
Because, of course, the police, as a juvenile, they have not released her name.
Yeah.
I've heard about a ghost bike. What is that and what happened?
The ghost bike is a riderless bicycle. It's supposed to bring awareness to the bikers being hit, and it's supposed to promote safety for not only bikers, but also people driving to pay more attention. They put it up on Foothill near Farini, the Bikeslow County did. It's painted white and it has a turquoise sign that has Kennedy's name painted on it.
Was there any kind of memorial? Has that happened?
They're having a celebration of life service on September 18th at 5 p.m.
That was Cuesta College student Rachel Barnes with KCBX News. I'm Greta Mart.